Band and choir have long been cornerstones of the American educational system. And while the songbooks often sound similar from school to school, not everyone does music education the same way. In this story from the latest episode of Air Check, 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell visited a charter school in Pueblo that does band a little differently.
As the 9 a.m. bell rings at Chavez Huerta Preparatory Academy, kids make their way between small classroom buildings scattered about the Pueblo campus. In a little room in one of those buildings, a handful of students tune up for their morning music class.
Okay, guys, just get your chair, please sit normally.
Leading the class is Jorge Melo. He wears a well-tailored pale green suit adorned with gold-embroidered eagles and a large green neckerchief, sort of like a floppy bow tie.
Is it traje de mariachi?
A traje is the traditional performance outfit for mariachi musicians. Most of the students in Melo's class, who range in age from 14 to 17, are wearing trajes too.
And this is the advanced mariachi, Aguila. And we have basically 11 musicians that perform. The other musicians that you see that they don't have a traje, they are under study in the advance, so they get the opportunity to come here to this class so that they can learn. Follow the shape of the mouth, okay?
Like choir or marching band at other schools, mariachi is integrated into the curriculum at Chavez Huerta. The Advanced Mariachi Group is the school's premier music ensemble.
Okay, guys, so let's rehearse, okay? So let's just stand up. Warm up a little bit.
In the group, there are violins, trumpets, guitars, and a guitarón, which looks like a jumbo acoustic guitar and sounds a bit like a bass. In these instruments, says Melo, you can hear the history of mariachi, which was born in Mexico out of the interaction between indigenous people and the music of European colonists.
Their instrument, like the violin, is a European instrument, right? And they have the Spanish guitar, like those guitars. But indigenous from Mexico, because during the colony time, they created their own music. They adapted the instruments, right? And they started to build their own music, the peasant music, the town music, right? The one that comes from the heart.
Students in the ensemble come from a variety of backgrounds, and they all had their own reasons for joining the group. Some, like trumpet player Eric Dominguez, say they grew up with mariachi music.
It really just runs through the family. Recently, I've had an uncle pass away. Well, my mom told me a story about him, saying that he would always pick this one song, and it just happens to be a song that actually I happen to sing in mariachi, which happens to be called Hermoso Cariño. It was one of his favorite songs, and I just carry it on.
Other students, like 14-year-old Isaac Millsaps, say they barely listened to mariachi prior to joining the ensemble.
Not very much at all, you know, because I just hadn't been exposed to it, but I enjoyed it very much, you know.
What do you like about it?
I just like the energy more than anything, the passion in the singing, you know, stuff like that. It's just such a passionate form of music. It's one of my favorite things about it.
Regardless of background, the students in Melo's class seem to share a love for mariachi and a strong feeling of community in the ensemble. Elisa Velasquez is a guitarist in the group. She says she was reluctant to join at first, and even tried to quit after her first year.
But then, Mr. Melo brought me back, which I'm so glad for, because I love it now. And it's like, mariachi is like a family, and it's like my passion now, and I'm so glad he brought me back and he didn't let me quit that first year.
The mariachi program at Chavez Huerta was started shortly after the school was founded in 2001. Since then, the advanced ensemble has performed throughout the state, and some of the students have even traveled to France, Spain, and Portugal to play. For Melo, who grew up in Mexico but has traveled and performed all over the world, mariachi has a power that transcends language and culture.
Mariachi is a tradition, right? It's a culture. And it despises the race, despises the place. Mariachi music involves, I mean, a lot of deep feelings. But people feel the same. It doesn't matter if they don't understand the language. They get to understand, feel the music. That's mariachi music.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brown.
That story came from this month's episode of Air Check 91.5 KRCC's show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. You can hear more from Air Check at krcc.org.